What's up, Eagle Sports Network? It's your host, Alex Nelson.
And this is your co-host, Josiah Onelis.
And today we'll have Coach Nick in, and we're going to be asking him a few questions.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, sir. So first question is, what made you decide that Pine Creek was the right choice to coach lacrosse for?
What made this the right choice was, you know, the athletic program. Very successful in many sports, the student athletes, and the support they get all around from the school, from the parents, and then the kids that put in the hard work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how many years of experience do you have coaching lacrosse?
Coaching, about 12 years now. I'm originally from New Jersey. Coached a year or two out there for high school, and then moved out here, started a local club and training, and I've been coaching college for 8 years, a couple at CC, Colorado College, mm-hmm. and then another couple D2 with CSU Pueblo,
okay.
and took a year off during the COVID stuff and landed here.
Nice, okay. So what are some goals you have for this year for lacrosse?
For lacrosse is to grow the game, and number one goal is win state championship and be a 5A powerhouse, and you know, show these boys that you know, lacrosse is a great avenue to you know, to reach their potential and go get an higher education.
For sure, for sure.
So for the listeners that don't really understand what lacrosse is, can you? Can you tell us more about it, or can you just tell us the sport in general?
Yeah, so lacrosse is it's a different sport. It's pretty much a hybrid of football, basketball, soccer, hockey, cross country. There's a connection to every sport in there, so you really have to be an ultimate athlete, in my opinion. You know, you got to be smart, you got to be tough, you got to be physical, and you have to, you know, be hardworking, because the hard part is the extension of your body with the stick, you know, and having possession of that, and then being able to use it to help your teammates and yourself be successful and have fun.
Sorry. So who are the captains of the team, and what do you expect from them?
So we have three captains, two seniors and a junior. Spencer Onken, he's our starting goalie. Jackson Moore, he's one of our middies. And then Brian Braun. He's a two-way midi slash attackman, you mm-hmm. know, great kids on and off the field, leaders vocally, they lead by example, they kind of are the total package that the program should look up to and want to emulate.
Perfect. Why did you choose to coach lacrosse?
Why did I choose? I've started lacrosse in fourth grade, so now it's about 25 years or so mm-hmm. of playing. Love being in the locker room with the boys, you know, being on the practice field, putting in the blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. And that's what I miss most about playing. So, you know, being a coach kind of gives me that avenue to be a part of a team atmosphere and around the guys, to teach them, you know, life lessons on and off the field. And just a lot of fun, you know, competing, you know, getting knocked down, picking yourself back up, and more so knocking others down and showing
sure.
them what's up, you know?
For sure.
So when it comes to lacrosse, so I honestly never actually saw a game okay. or anything, but I'm just very interested in it. So let's say... I'm pretty sure, like, what sticks with nets, and you're pretty much tossing the ball to your teammates, and you're trying to score like soccer.
Yep.
So when the other person has the ball, like, with the stick, do you have to try, like, knock it out of the other person's hands, or, like...
I'd say the biggest crossover is hockey. You know, it's hockey in the air where you have possession of the ball. You're cradling, which holds onto the ball. So what I tell the boys is, like, when you have the ball, you're a quarterback, running back, and then... when you don't have the ball, you're like a linebacker safety. Mm-hmm. So two of the better positions or the skill positions in football. Yeah, that doesn't tie into hockey, but, you know, it's the rules are the same, cross-checking, slashing, tripping, holding, stuff like that. So that's where those kind of cross over. You know, the motions like basketball. Defensively, you play defense like basketball where you got to stay in between your man and the net, and but you can use a little bit more force and stuff with your stick and your body. So you're not allowed to tackle, but you're allowed to hit with your shoulder and with a metal stick.
Mm-hmm. So how many years have you been coaching lacrosse for?
12 or so. I kind of lost track.
What's the most memorable moment?
I would say last year with Colorado College making the Elite Eight for the first time, and then every year, different teams, different players, just seeing them develop, get mm-hmm. better, and then once they start listening and doing what the coaching staff tells them, when they go out and do it, and then they're like, oh, okay, yeah, let's continue to listen to coach, and it starts to click for them, and then they kind of take and run with it, and then you start seeing them put in more work on their own, and then their game kind of excels from there.
So,
any more questions? Honestly, don't have any more questions.
Yeah, honestly. I think that wrapped it up. Well, thank you guys for listening, and thank you, coach, for coming in, and I'll see you guys another day.